This is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Davida Kelly. So we're going back to the basics with this episode. So 25 years ago, back when I was 19, and I was living in London and staying with my stepsister, Tilly, because her dad is Jeremy Spencer, and he's the one that founded Fleetwood Mac. He was the original lead guitarist that started off the Fleetwood Mac band along with Peter Green and Mick Fleetwood. And then he left Fleetwood Mac to join the Children of God cult. And he raised me and my little sisters. I have four little sisters. So Tilly, I always refer to as my stepsister because she's also my dearest friend in the world and brilliant. So we had, she was the first one that helped me become the sexiest entertainer I've ever been. So back then in the day at 19, she was like, okay, so I started stripping and dancing at the Peter Stringfellow's nightclub. And Peter Stringfellow was the equivalent of Hugh Hefner. He's the equivalent of, he was a British version of Hugh Hefner back in the day. So he like collected gorgeous women and young strippers, and he always told me I had the best body out of all the entertainers in there, but the worst teeth. And so he taught me how to like slow dance and do an actual lap dance. And so Tilly, my stepsister was like, okay, so then she started encouraging me to like go to New York. She's like, first of all, Davida, put on a British accent and then go to the New York Scores nightclub in New York and tell them you're from London and pretend that you're a Brit and the Yankee boys will love you. So I started imitating her British accent, and so that was, again, this is back when I was an entertainer in London. So after hours, I would always go to the highest end clubs along with Tilly. She would bring me there because she was in the loop with all the celebrities and everybody who knows anybody and all the rich everybody. And so there was this one location and that she used to take me to, and that was back when the Spice Girls were just getting started, and they would come to the VIP area, and they were like my age, like 19, 18, 20s, and Scary Spice and Posh Spice were always outstanding. Scary Spice was always tall and gorgeous, and Posh Spice was always posh. She has not aged a day. And then there was Ginger and Baby Spice and Sporty. Sporty looks exactly as she does. Ginger and Baby were like really short. They're super darling, but they were tiny. And I just remember thinking, oh wow, in real life you look like superstars, but you're actually like barely 5 feet tall. And so it was just a good time back when we were all just chilling out. And the artist formerly known as Prince also used to love to party at this amazing London hotspot nightclub. So he would show up when he was in town, and he would sit in the VIP corner, and he always had no less than at least 5 bodyguards surrounding him. And he would sit in the corner of the VIP area, and I was a go-go dancer at that nightclub, that famous nightclub, because they would have their own go-go dancers, but if you're really good, that they would, of course, let you, like, bust out your own moves on the stage. So I was wearing this tight little outfit, and I was busting out whatever moves that the Spice Girls were playing. They weren't playing it, but, you know, the tunes that they were busting out. And Prince noticed me from the corner, and had one of his bodyguards come up to me and invite him to come over and hang out with him in the VIP area. I was like, could I bring the Spice Girls? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. All right, then I was, that would be cool for them, but he didn't really care about what they were thinking. And he had just broken up with Carmen Electra. So she was fresh on his mind, and I guess, like, I don't know, apparently he likes sexy dancers, right? So I went and sat with him in the VIP area, and his bodyguard kept relaying the messages that he wanted to give me. So his bodyguard would be like, the Prince, the artist, would like to, like, know if you want to go out and be his personal shopper tomorrow. I was like, oh my god, yeah. He's like, and he also wants to know if you want to come party at his hotel tonight. I'm like, yes, can I bring my girlfriends? Not the Spice Girls, because you're not into that, but can I bring my other girlfriends? So they're like, yeah, sure. So I go and pick up my other two girlfriends. I'm like, oh my god, Prince wants to party at his suite at the hotel in London. Who's down? So I go and pick them up and bring them back a couple hours later, and we are like partying on his bed. We're drinking champagne, we're like bouncing up and down on the king size bed, and like putting on a stripper show and twerking. They didn't have twerk back in the day, but I'm just saying, like, whatever version that was 25 years ago in London. Okay, so we were giving him lap dances and partying, and Prince was just sitting in the corner in this huge, like, throne-like velvet chair, and he was just observing, and he didn't say a word the whole time. So it was, like, awkward. We're like, okay, we don't want to hurt you if we try to molest you, because you look like you're a very sensitive artist that likes to observe. So should we, like, I don't know, do you want us to, like, these splits over your head, or, like, I don't, do you, I'm like, we want to cuddle you, but we don't want to make it awkward for you, because you won't say anything unless it's translated through your bodyguard. So the bodyguard's like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, Prince would like to know if you want to be his personal shopper tomorrow. I'm like, absolutely. But then I was like, oh, I went home that night. I'm like, that was great, but that weird, awkward. I'm like, we didn't even know. We just had fun, and we're like, okay, we're not sure what to do with you next, Prince, but I'm sure. And I was thinking about being his personal shopper the next day, but I'm like, but what if he likes me, and then, like, I'm nothing like Carmen Electra at all. I maybe, like, resemble her with my sexy dances and moves, but, like, oh, he's probably looking for something real. And I'm like, God, what if he likes me too much and I don't know what to tell him, because he's so beautiful and gorgeous, and I'm just not into super eccentric, gorgeous, talented males that are prettier than me. So I was like, I don't think I could actually, like, molest you, because I just can't. You're prettier than I am. So his bodyguard contacted me the next day about personal shopping. I was just like, yeah, I know. I don't know. I feel embarrassed standing next to him, because I'm just not even at that level of gorgeous. And he might like me, and then what am I gonna do with him? He just broke up, you know? So I feel bad. And also, oh god, so his bodyguards also confiscated, like, I had a Kodiak camera. I'm a photographer and a model, so I take pictures of every event along with celebrities. These days you just take selfies. Back then I had, like, those cameras that you take to the that get printed. So the bodyguard confiscated all of my camera. I'm like, okay, well, also, I'm not going to even be able to, like, take any cool pictures. Then, yeah, I don't want him to, like, love me that much, because he is so sweet and gorgeous and sensitive. So anyways, Tilly was like, all right, then, so go to New York. And Tilly's my stepsister, right, that I like to call my stepsister. She's like, go to New York and go dance at the New York Scores nightclub and tell the Yankee boys you're from Maida Vale, which is an elite part of London, or Abbey Road, which is where the Beatles grew up, and they'll fucking love you. So I, sure enough, I showed up in New York and went to New York Scores nightclub in Manhattan and put on that British accent. And then I was like, it was Stringfellows, except in New York, with Howard Stern and celebrities.